Number 51. A famous actor often had to travel by train. Of course, a lot of his fellow passengers used to recognize him on his journeys, and some of them tried to get into conversation with him. But he was usually feeling tired after acting until late the night before, so he didn't encourage them to talk to him. One day, he had just got into the train with all his luggage, when a young man came and sat down in the seat opposite him. The young man took out a book and began to read it, while the actor tried to get some sleep in his corner of the carriage. When he opened his eyes, he found that the young man was looking at him with his mouth open, his book forgotten. The actor shut his eyes and tried to sleep again, but every time he opened them, the young man was looking at him with the same fixed look. At last, he gave up the attempt to sleep, took out a newspaper, put it up in front of him, and began to read. After a few moments, the young man cleared his throat and spoke. "I beg your pardon, sir," he said, "but hadn't I seen you somewhere before?" The actor didn't answer. He didn't even put his newspaper down. The young man said nothing more for several minutes, but then he tried again. "I beg your pardon, sir," he said, "but are you going to San Francisco?" The actor put his paper down this time, looked at the young man severely without saying a word, and then put the paper up in front of him again. This time there was an even longer pause before the young man spoke again. Then he said, in a last attempt to start a conversation with the great man, "I'm George P. Anderson of Wilmington, Vermont." This time the actor put his paper down and spoke. "So am I," he said. That was the end of the conversation.
One. What did a famous actor often have to do? Two. Why did he not encourage his fellow passengers to talk to him? Three. What happened when he got into the train one day? Four. What did the young man and the actor do then? Five. What did the actor find when he opened his eyes? Six. What was the young man doing every time the actor opened his eyes? Seven. What did the actor do at last? Eight. What did the young man say after a few moments? Nine. What did the actor do when the young man spoke the second time? Ten. What did the young man say next, and what did the actor answer?